Beloved ones, we greet thee again, tis Alcazar. And we invite you once more just to close the eyes and be aware of the energies. For you created a strong, energetic a short while ago, inviting the masters, the angels, the star families. They are still here. Just ask to reconnect to their energies. Listen again to these recordings and reconnect again, because you can do. Because when you ask, you will connect into the quantum field and the energy of here now will be with you here now when you listen to the recordings. As you have just heard, experiencing in the human form is complex. It is far more complex than most understand as yet. Let us give yet another perspective. Some of your spiritual researchers looking at that which you call your higher self or your soul have recognized that there's a potential for your higher self, your soul, not just having one part that is here experiencing being human. It has been suggested there that your soul can have 12 different aspects, experiencing in other dimensional realities, other realities around your universe, all kinds of potentials. This one, Pragit, has begun to recognize other aspects of himself. Occasionally, one of these aspects, whom he calls the commander, who is part of the galactic command, the commander will sometimes come, Alcazar will step aside, and the commander will talk for a while. Another aspect, more recently, Pragit has begun to experience, is that of in the dragon realm. He has an aspect that is a dragon who actually comes sometimes into the workshops. His name is Ran. You all have such a vast potential. This waking up process that you were on the verge of, you have been making tiny, tiny little steps over the last few lifetimes. And you come here now for the explosion of consciousness that is beginning within you and around you. Be ready. Be available. It is not that you have to do. It is not a hard work. It is an allowing. It is relaxing and not judging. It is being open to the potential of things that you do not know as yet. Or, more correctly, it is things that you have not remembered yet. You are vast beings. You are high conscious beings who have temporarily forgotten to have an experience. The joy of self-discovery. So, beloved ones, we invite you again just to ask for the energies, the presence of these beings in the room. Ask them to gently amplify the energy here. Each one of you just ask inside for the energy to get a little stronger. And maybe some of you can feel that. Just a gentle increase in the energy field, simply because you ask. The intention of the Stargate work, the intention of this one Alcazar, the intention of all those who are available to assist you, is to support that direction that you choose to move in. What do you wish to discover? What do you wish to remember? Our message to you is to allow it to be simple and easy. The old techniques, the old therapies were beautiful, but they are old. They are no longer needed in these energies. Your remembering, your growing, your becoming more conscious is much easier now. Look for the techniques that are not hard work, but support you in knowing that which you already know, deep inside, held within, waiting to be revealed unto you. You are waiting for your self-discovery. We have mentioned the commander. When we mention him, he's always present. And now he is asking, will Alcazar step aside for a moment? And of course we will. So we will move aside and allow the commander to say a few words to you. The commander speaks. We greet you, and we choose to stand. Understand that you are part of the vastness of all that is. And the vastness of all that is here to support you. We are of the Galactic Command. We currently have one of our craft immediately above you. Whenever we work with this, your Stargate, we are always there. And this one will tell you of many times when participants in these gatherings have seen this craft. In fact, there is one amongst you right now who has seen the craft above this very place. Why are we here? We are here to record the true history of what is occurring here on your earth. We are here to support individuals such as yourself who are asking for support. We are here as observers. We are here as assistants to you. Do not see us as something more special than you. We are simply having a different experience right now. Understand equality, sameness. This is something humanity is gently moving towards in your society. If you can allow yourself to honor each other as equals, despite the superficial differences that make you unique, when you can recognize yourself as just another beautiful aspect of the Creator, then something starts to change in your life. I am the commander. I greet you. I wish to make you aware of our presence. You can talk to us directly. And Alcazar returns. beloved ones. We say again, you are vast. You volunteered to be here. This earth and humanity are on the leading edge of creation. You may not feel it yet, but as the transformation that is just starting comes to fruition, you will begin to realize that what is going to occur here on your earth has never happened before in the whole of the universe. Beloved ones, you are blessed. You are loved beyond your imagining. Feel the energy of those beings around you, your star families, the ascended masters, and just feel, for now, we are going to send you our love. Just feel, we love you. We are here. We have always been here. We love you. We love you. We are here responding to a promise made eons ago in your time. Now is the time to know thyself. Now is the time to be free. We await you. We thank you. Good day.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. I continue the message. We love you. We are here for you. The message of the channelers is the same. One of the biggest issues that has already been mentioned is that your soul, your life, your expression is far grander than you know. There is something we've never mentioned before in its time. We get very esoteric. This is the time when people will turn off the recording. This galaxy in particular has had many Earths, if you want to call them that. Many places, many planets that have gone through this expression. The last one, as you know, was that of the Seven Sisters. The Pleiadians are your parents. Not only that, we have told you that some of your DNA is also Pleiadian. You've had that experience across the galaxy and come here to continue. Another planet of free choice, another planet where a shift can occur. We've told you that before the Pleiadians, there were their parents. We've talked about the Arcturians, the Orions. We've talked about other places far before your life ever existed. We've asked you to look at the logic of it, the fact that life on the planet had five starts, and it has only just really begun in the last 200,000 years. And yet the galaxy is 13 billion years old. It means that there have been countless civilizations way before yours. But what you haven't heard is this. It's not about awakening and having a shift like the Pleiadians had, or the Arcturians had, or many before them had. You see, it has to be bigger than they had. Every single planet who goes through this goes through a harder shift into a more enlightened state. And it will take literally thousands of years before you reach a place where there's ever even an understanding of what you've done, or perhaps where you meet physically those who have done it before. But when Alcazar says, and the commander says, that this has never happened before in the universe, that's what it means. Oh, many have gone through the shift. But this one has to be even bigger than theirs. The system around you is vast. It's all through the creative source. It's not through entities that are removed from the creative source. No matter what they are called or where you think they are from, they're working with you through the creative source. Could it be that there are dimensionality differences in realities side by side? The answer is yes. Are they aware of you? The answer is yes. What if I told you there's a tremendous amount of activity in this galaxy around you? 2012, December 21, a signal was sent from this planet that you were still here, that you had made it past this precession of the equinoxes, and that's what so many were waiting for. There continues to be activity right now because you made the shift. More channelers coming on board, as you might say, right now because you made the shift. Activity that is here to help and support you with the fight that is upon you between dark and light. We've told you that the light is winning. We've told you that the shift is creating a whole new paradigm for darkness, and that it will have to fight harder, and it is fighting harder. There is still a fight. You can see it. But dear ones, with the help that you have, the physics, the other dimensional beings, even in the angelic world, even the divas in the forest, all know what's going on and are here to support you. And the bigger support is love. I know who is here. Creative Source knows your name and light, knows your name and your language, knows what you've done today, yesterday. There are a few of you who delicately crawled into the Stargate to sit there and feel it. Three of you had anomalies, and you wanted them healed. And they've been with you a while. And you sat there, and the first thought you had that pressed upon you was that nothing is going to happen because you don't deserve it. You see, I know who's here. Dear ones, have you asked to get beyond that? Do you fight it, or do you ask to get beyond that? There is a hand that is being held out constantly that is a piece and a part of you. And all of the help that says, if you will ask for this, literally a chain of events starts to happen. Belief starts to happen. Innate starts to know. And it leads completely to healing. But as long as you sit there and say, I'm not worthy, nothing will ever happen. And the I'm not worthy part is part of the training of the old energy. I'll say it three times. I want you to say it before you go to bed tonight. I am worthy of the grandness and the love of God. I am worthy of the grandness of the love of God. I am worthy of the grandness of the love of God. And so it is.